Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us,
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are Pauliano.
Pauliano.
And I'm finally back in the studio. I missed it here.
He's back. Yeah. I missed him.
She's lying. But it was... it is good to be back, and I've already...
we've already catched up on a lot of things.
Yeah.
We'll he acts like later. He doesn't miss me. But
I
he
do.
Does.
No, I did.
See, there it is, right there.
The honesty.
The honesty.
The vulnerability.
You should see the way he looks at me, you guys, in the studio. He's
exactly
like,
with
love
tears
her.
And admiration. Man, this was a funny week. It seems like a lot of political stuff going on this week, though.
Yeah, there's been these last few weeks, like just July in general.
I know July has been crazy.
Crazy. There's just a lot of funny things happening. There's a lot of not so funny things happening.
I know, like my PG&E bill came out too, but $150 more than last
month. Oh,
yeah. Shout out to PG&E for way overcharging.
So literally everything. There's a lot of things going on. I don't know if it's just because it's summertime and
probably.
You know, the state fair is going on. I think we talked about this.
Yeah,
before.
We did talk about
that. The state fair is going on, so people are doing that. I will not be partaking in that. It's just too hot. It's too hot to do all that.
I know. For walking human contact, around. Really. Yeah,
that too. But I mean, it's kind of fun. There's the state fair is going on. I'd rather go to like a water park.
I know. I was just about to say, like, I wish mm-hmm. I had a pool.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. A pool would be a lot of fun.
No, but a water park is a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
But then the only thing is that there's so many people.
Well, let's just rent out the whole place for free with GSMC's, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
just put it on the, you know.
Just be like, so this is a social media news podcast.
Exactly.
And there's always something happening in social media. There's always things going up, things going down.
Things people, going sideways.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. And Mariano has an exciting... challenge.
Oh yeah.
Well, he thinks it's like exciting. I don't.
It's the 22
it's not
push-up.
My thing.
Come on, a lot of people are into it. It's a 22 push-up challenge, and the reason was like people do 22 push-ups mm-hmm. for 22 days consecutively.
I can probably do like 3.
No, because if you do them on your knees, I'll help you out. There's it's just like anything else. There's form mm-hmm. to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do them just right, you can bang out 22. It's not that hard.
Yikes!
And
no pressure.
But for like everyone that does, for the more I guess
advanced.
Traffic that gets well what I'm trying to say is the more like web traffic that people get for that
mm-hmm.
it's for a good cause.
Oh,
which is why it, you know, it's a thing.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying. I mean, in that case I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll try.
Yeah,
I could definitely try.
All right, how about this? We'll do it and we'll post it on Twitter. And like whichever ones you I'll finish your push-ups, but I want you to at least do as many as you can, to be fair. It's for a good cause.
It's embarrassing,
you know? But if you're short, then I'll finish them.
Okay, partnership.
All right.
Teamwork made the dream work.
Exactly. She's just going to do like 2 and be like, I can't do anymore.
I'm
going to
be like, I'm done.
Show me your nails. Like, no.
Oh, I know. I broke a nail. Yesterday was just like tragic for me because first of all, I had my little work bag and I threw my water bottle in there. And then it wasn't until I got to work that I realized
it was leaking
all over the place. I mean, and I was like, great. This is awesome. All my notes just... done.
Oh, that sucks.
And then I'm like scratching my eye and then I realize my nail is gone. So I was just like, wow. Like, and then when I came to the studio yesterday, nobody cared. So I was like, all right, cool. No problem. Nobody cares about my life. What?
It's a nail.
It is a nail. But then like, you know, now.
What? It's a nail.
It is a nail, but it's just now my nail's just like off. Now after work, I have to go straight to the nail shop because I just can't handle it anymore.
Otherwise, life is over.
I had whatever.
Let me tell you about my morning. I mean, but, I have all my nails, so I guess I can't complain. But
exactly, your life is fine.
yours, however,
tragic.
Exactly.
Tragic.
I woke up this morning I came here to the studio.
Right.
No one was here this morning, so I...
Early bird gets the worm.
Exactly, but I may or may not have gotten dressed outside the studio, because there was no way into the restroom.
Oh, my god!
There's no way in, so I had to...
Oh, my god!
I had to change behind a pillar that's like the width of me.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, speaking about lives being over, Kim Kardashian bodied Taylor Swift.
Do you think
earlier
so?
Earlier this week. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Taylor, you guys bodied know Taylor I love Tay Tay.
There's even...
I mean, I jam out to her music. I'm not going to lie. Like, I jam out to it. She's fun. I don't know if I would actually hang out with her. She seems a little extra. So,
who,
you know,
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I don't feel like...
Extra in what way?
Like, I just feel like we wouldn't get along. So I'd be like, dude, like, chill. And
you know how I feel
like
about...
She's like around, like, just sporadic, always trying to do something. And I'm like, just relax.
Really,
like
chipper and weird?
Yeah.
Like one of those creepy...
Like, all the time.
One of those, like, hey, guys, like, everything is just
fantastic.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, it is, like, but, is like, it? Let's just chill. Like,
is it
just
really?
Just eating dinner. It's
I know,
not.
I'm probably too pessimistic for Taylor Swift.
But, so... In case you guys didn't know, so this like feud between, well, I guess it's kind of a feud between Taylor
Kanye,
Swift
yeah.
and Kanye started, I think, in 2009.
Yeah.
So kind of like a while ago. All because, of course, Queen Beyonce. And if you guys don't know, Taylor won Best Video of the Year.
I remember.
And so when she went up on stage to receive her award, Kanye West swooped it and was like, you know, Beyonce had the best video of all time.
He said, hold up, I'm going to let y'all finish.
Oh,
I just want to say
that's,
that.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend at the time was Taylor Lautner, and he was right there, and he didn't, you know, he didn't say or do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Which was smart. I mean, you know, considering...
Yeah, don't get into all that.
Well, not even just that, but it was the right thing to do. You know, like, you're in the middle of the award ceremony. There's no need to go there, you know?
To just take it there. Yeah, exactly.
And I remember the Kanye memes were...
Hilarious.
Were on fleek after
I'm gonna
that.
Let you finish, but...
Exactly. And I used to do it to people all the time.
Right.
I used to get in trouble for that. Because
I
made signs at school. I was mean. These little signs that said just the word lies, and then on the back it said no.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
My teacher would be talking about whatever, and I put up a little sign that says lies.
Lies.
And she's like, put that away, Mariano, and then I turn it around and it says no.
So that is how this whole thing started, and then Taylor and Kanye off and on like, oh, we're fine. Like, we're friends, like, we can, you know, deal with each other, oh, we're over it type thing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, like, dragged out, and most recently...
with his new song.
He has a new song called Famous. If you guys have heard it, you guys know what we're talking about. If you haven't, check it out, because it's a little, you know...
Yeah, yeah. You'll see.
A little much.
You'll see. Just,
so, Taylor was very offended by some of the lyrics that Kanye starts out the song with. And so, rightfully so, I got it. Because, like, when I listened to that song the first time, I was like, whoa, I thought they were, like, over this. But, you know, whatever. He's allowed to do, you know,
yeah,
be his
Kanye
creative
West,
genius self.
He also said, and something that has nothing to do with this, that he is the most influential person in the last 1,000 years.
You know,
I mean, behind us, but like other than that, you know.
So people were like, what's going on? And then when she, like at the Grammys earlier this year in February, when she received one of her awards, she was like, don't let people take your success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And like she really made it, like she didn't say Kanye's name, but you could kind of read between the lines.
Well, Taylor Swift has that really like peaceful way. I don't even want to say passive aggressive because it's not that. She tries to be like fair and polite with everyone.
Right.
But I feel like with that being said, like putting that really nice curve on Taylor Swift, this is her way of like, Kanye, shut up, I hate you. You know?
Right.
Which
right.
I think she handles her fame very well. Like, did you know this last year, Taylor Swift made, guess how much in a year?
I don't know.
$160 million.
So, I mean, she's sitting pretty. She is.
I mean, she's all right.
She
you know,
is. Like,
I
she
sold her my
good...
old house because it was... I've outgrown it, you see.
So, well, when we come back from the break, we'll tell you what happened with why this is such a big deal now, because all this stuff started, like I said, a couple years ago. And so now all of a sudden this feud is back in the spotlight. But my girl Kim, she I think really shut it down because
I don't know if she why
of her she... Kim exposed party hashtag.
I don't know, because like why did she shut it down? I know that she recorded the
No, we'll tell them after the break what happened.
Okay.
We'll tell them after the break.
All right.
So you guys got to keep locked here to find out what Kimberly did.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Okay, we're back. Tell me what
okay,
was
the, okay, so before the break, we were talking about why Taylor Swift, Kimberly, and Kanye are back in the social media forefront. I mean, those three kind of always are.
But I was like, well, okay, but
for another juicy reason. So basically, Kimberly earlier this week just tweeted out like, "Hey, do you guys follow me on Snapchat? You really should." That's all she said. And so because so many people follow her on Twitter and Snapchat already, there was like an uproar because she started posting on Snapchat clips of a videotaped like conversation that Kanye and Taylor Swift had before Famous was released, where he was like telling her what it is that he was saying. And like you can hear Taylor like agreeing, like, you know, and like she agreeing said, with him. And
she said, like, and I quote, "You know, I really appreciate you calling to tell me."
Right. Like, you didn't have to do that.
Right.
"Just thank you, like, for taking, you know, my thoughts and, like, my feelings into consideration."
Right.
"Like, it's cool. Do what you got to do as far as your song's concerned. I appreciate it." So from the clips that Kim posted, it looks like Taylor was, like, aware of what his plan was way before he released the song, and that she... Because, I mean, you don't necessarily need to okay it, because, like, whether she okayed it or not, I'm sure he would have still put it out.
Yeah, I mean, rappers do diss tracks all the time.
Right.
You don't need the person's okay. That's
exactly
free speech.
And so, so that's what it looks like. So, basically, people were, like, kind of like an uproar, because this whole time, people have been kind of painting Kanye as, like, the bad person in this situation
and
with the song.
Right.
And Taylor's been playing, like, that victim role, like... how dare you, like, damsel in distress type thing. And, like, he's just so aggressive. Like, he won't let it go. You know, he keeps refueling this, like, feud and, like, I'm trying to move on type thing and just focus on my music. And he just keeps the only way, you know, type of a thing. So people were like, wow, like, Taylor, according to these, like, video clips, you knew about it.
Exactly.
Like, so you're crying at the Grammys.
You're crying
all
wolf,
of this.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know, and everything. And so, and I just thought it was kind of funny because, like, Kim, you know, she just was, like, posting it, like, and not really saying anything. She just said, "Follow me on Snapchat." And then all of a sudden just posting
what?
These
like,
videos.
I'm annoyed at the, if this makes sense, I'm annoyed at the treachery of it because it's not true. You know, because what the problem was then with Taylor Swift was that she posted clips of the conversation in order to make it seem. It was like propaganda. You know, it's not it's not how the conversation actually went. It turns out, according to Taylor Swift, that he didn't tell her he was going to say what he was going to say.
The exact lines.
And she was like, "If he did, I wouldn't have been okay with that. Like, he can do what he wants, but I'm not going to, like, you know, I'm not going to broadcast that." And especially Taylor Swift, who's spoken before about, you know, like, she's for, like, women equality. She doesn't like people... Equality. And she doesn't like people... she doesn't like the idea that women let men kind of make them into pushovers.
Right.
So I wouldn't see her being okay with that.
Right.
And she's actually...
I was really confused about that song, too, because I was like, ooh, how does Taylor feel about this?
I wasn't because...
When I first heard it.
When it came out, before I heard the actual song, I heard, like, the whole TMZ thing on it. And And, you know, and I just wasn't surprised. I was like, of course Kanye West is going to, you know... But she's even considering, like, legal action against them because it is illegal to record phone conversations in California.
But, I mean, they... Because Kim and Kanye, they were like, we know that, like, they can try to, like, come at us as far as, like, suing us. But, like, they were at a point where they didn't care. Like, Kim was saying, like, you know, all these people think so bad about... Because the way that Kim was looking at
it,
like, this is my husband.
No,
this
I get
isn't
it.
Just, like, a public figure.
That's what I was getting at, too, was that... You know, like, the treachery is wrong, but I, as much as people hate on Kim Kardashian, as as far as I've seen,
right,
she defends her husband. I really like
you know
that.
Like, I feel like they really are like in like in right. love and like they're gonna last because
you know
because
you think of Kim Kardashian like a lot of guys think of like whenever you talk to a lot of guys, mm-hmm. first of all, a lot of them lie. Oh yeah, bro, she's ugly. Like I would have messed with her. I'm like, you are a liar. But it's I think it's just like an insecurity
thing. She's
holding
it down.
After having a baby too, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like my thing is just you know maybe she's just that famous or that good looking, whatever. That it's easy to hate on her because she's in the spotlight.
Yeah.
But so far, again, just from what I've seen, but I keep a pretty decent close eye. Mm-hmm. She does a good job as you know his like not like as in the way like wife and husband need to like she needs to help him
right
but just in the whole partnership thing like if somebody was slamming my wife you know I would be after them too
right
so I mean it's I totally respect that to mm-hmm. a degree you know don't mm-hmm. lying is not cool but
exactly
but defending your husband that is you know
yeah
so I like it
yeah and so that's what I think So that was kind of like the beginning of the week. And of course, Taylor's just been having like, just, I just think Taylor's been having a bad July just in general. Like things are just not going right.
She should make an album called Bad July.
So
that'd be a good one.
Okay, Taylor, if you make an album called Bad July, you better give us a cut.
I know. I was like, credit us. Exactly. Yes. Give us some of that $160 million.
But, yeah.
Then we'll go to Shanghai. So, see?
And so to wrap up this story, then it kind of launched because I was waiting for what Taylor was going to say in response to all of this because, you know, like, how do you recover from like video clips? And
I don't know because if anyone can recover, mm-hmm. it would be Taylor Swift.
Well, she put out like a statement in regards to it. But part of like the statement, like the ending, like the closing part, she mentions like, I wish to be like excluded from this narrative that I've never asked.
Yeah,
to be
I
a
saw
part
that.
Of.
You see what I'm saying?
So then that became that a hashtag, smooth. Though. That became a hashtag where people were like, I wish to be excluded from this narrative. So some tweets that were going around, which I just thought were like hilarious, was so like my boss says, yes, you still have to come to work tomorrow. I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative. Like that's like what like, people's stop. Excuse now is going to be. That we are just going to exclude each, like, I just would very much like to be excluded from this narrative.
That,
so,
okay, that is funny.
Which I'm going to start using.
Oh, God.
I never
if you
wish
do,
to be a part of this narrative.
If you do, I'd like to be excluded from that narrative, please.
Like, how do you? So, I mean, it's not necessarily that Taylor can't recover from this. Like, she's not going to lose her fans. She's not going to lose her following. Her money's still going to keep going up. But I think it was just like a lot of fun as far as in the social media world.
Wait, wasn't Taylor Swift also the one? Did you hear that story about her and her ex?
Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She's had a bad.
She's had a bad July,
you know,
for sure.
She's had a bad July.
And then he went and made a song. Am I wrong? He went and made a song with his ex after that?
Ooh. Uh-huh. The drama. I mm-hmm. love it.
I'm sorry, Taylor. Like, she seems like such a nice girl. And she's one of those like rare people in Hollywood that. I think one of the reasons she makes so much money mm-hmm. is because, number one, she actually is talented. She writes her own music. That's very cool. She even writes other people's songs. That's, you know. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. also, she stays out of the drama. Like, I've never seen, like, a scandal with Taylor Swift. You know, when people fall into, like, drugs or, you know, like, whatever it may be. She avoids that.
No, she has good publicity. Exactly. Like, her PR team is really good.
But her PR team is really good. But that's. Mm-hmm. But I think it's something of it has to do with she is also just smart in terms of avoiding kind of the pitfalls, you know.
Right.
And I totally respect that. I love that, you know?
But then, see, people are saying she's not all that great. People are coming out saying, as far as, like, celebrities like Katy Perry, Calvin Harris, Kimberly.
But, I mean, she doesn't have to be all that great. But she's, you know, as long as she's not doing something,
well, I mean,
you know.
Honestly, her public image, she has done a pretty good job of keeping it, like, you know.
Like, no one's all that great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Except for me. You know,
so
but like 99.99% of the world, like they're not all that great. But as long as you're not doing something utterly terrible, Hollywood doesn't care. You know,
true.
Everybody has their even when like the celebrity occasionally kind of goes off on a fan because it's just that time. You know,
right?
They're like, look, sorry, but and like I know I asked for this by being famous, but there's just some times when you're just not feeling it. You know,
right?
And that's even understandable, at least to me. So I mean, she's never like my point is she's not crashing cars every other day. She's not. She's not doing things that it's like, come on. Like, Justin Bieber was egging houses and stuff. Like,
oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, I remember that. Remember when he peed inside the bucket?
You see what I'm saying?
Like
yeah. That's what I mean. Like,
Justin.
Things like that. She does such a great job of just...
Justin.
Just doing her job, you know?
Yeah.
And even when the drama finds her, she handles it well.
By just being quiet.
Exactly. But that's smart, though.
Yeah, I
you know?
So.
What's she going to do?
Like, I mean, she just...
Is she going to go
She's that damsel in distress and, like, she just fits it and, like... they just let
PR wise, that's why she's not going to go to Kim K distress. Like, meet me in the club, it's going down, you know, like, it's
she ain't about that life.
She ain't, she ain't about that life.
I'm not
saying she is.
Like, she's really not. Like,
look, this is what needs to happen, all right? Because as you know, I'm a genius.
What? What do you suggest?
Me and
Taylor, listen up.
Exactly. Listen closely, please. Me and you just need to get together already. I won't make songs with my ex, and I shall defend you from Kanye West. I'm about that life.
I shall defend you.
I will.
Oh, Kanye's probably, I think they're probably over it now. They're like, whatever, take it or leave it, next.
Knowing Kanye, I don't know. But, you know,
He did wear a shirt that had, like, Taylor Swift's, like, face on it. Like, one of those, like, airbrush shirt, and it said, like, rest in peace.
I know.
And so there was even, they're just so petty, and I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Well, there was even a street artist did one, too.
A mural.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. I think it was in, was it in Melbourne?
Yep.
Australia. Yep, it was in Australia. Yeah. Okay, so my friend, she's actually studying abroad in Australia, and I was like, dude, please find this and take a picture with it.
I saw that. I was like, I didn't understand it as like a slam against her. I was just like, she's not dead. What are you talking
about?
Like,
right.
Because there's all those fake news websites, which I don't know why people take the time to make fake news, but whatever, know. You know? And I saw it, and I was like, no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's just hilarious.
I was like, I could think of at least 40 girls that would be bawling if she was really dead, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, and she's still alive and well. She's doing
yeah
fine.
She's doing great. Yeah,
you know, she's good. She's just, it was just an easy target. Well, she'd be better entire
if,
week though.
She'd be better if we were with me, that's it, you know that.
Dude, you gotta fight Loki. He's not gonna
Loki. Oh, that's right, Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
Well, Loki doesn't want it, what the heck.
Hey, I don't know.
Loki ain't about that life. He lost in every movie. What up? No, I really like Tom Hiddleston. I totally forgot about that. I forgot that they were together.
He doesn't exist. Non-existent.
I mean, I guess
non-factor.
I guess because compared to me, it's just such a non-issue.
Non-factor.
Exactly. It wasn't even like
no problem at all.
Like, I would just walk in like, hey, excuse me. Like,
so
yeah, whatever, Loki. Like,
whatever. So that's
I like Tom
been
Hiddleston.
Taylor. That's our Taylor dose. Keeping up with Tay Tay.
That's not a diss.
No, just our Taylor dose.
Oh, dose.
Taylor
okay.
Dose, yes.
Taylor dose. You know, but I will say though that she bounces. Like, she goes boyfriend to boyfriend, like, quick.
That's fine. That
no,
part,
it's,
honestly,
it's fine.
That part I don't mind because it's like,
no,
if you're not married and you're young.
I don't mind it either. It's just an observation, you know? And I was just about to guess it. Like, she's young. She can do whatever she wants. That's just something I've noticed.
Right, right.
But then bounce to me. Hello. We've been over this.
Then just bounce on over
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Whenever, you know, when Tom Hiddleston decides to make a song with Kanye West, just bounce over to me. It
imagine,
can happen. I know.
Imagine.
He's sneaky. Watch out for
Kanye
Loki.
Would be the type of person to do something like that.
He would.
Just have
yeah, but Tom Hiddleston wouldn't, though. I like him.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, what else do we have to talk about today?
We have got the 22 push-up challenge.
Yes.
Which is going to be fun.
No.
Yes.
It's really not.
No, yes, it is.
If you guys have done the 22 push-up challenge, you know,
it's
can always tweet us at GSMC_S Media.
Exactly.
We would love to see these challenges.
And it's
you
for a good cause,
ours.
You know. The thing is, with so many people falling out of shape these days, you know, and
true.
Like, we, do you know, this is true.
But I'm like in work clothes.
So am I.
I can't go on my knees. Like,
yes,
when,
you can.
Like,
I have my sweater that I wrote here
oh,
in.
Oh, such a kind
exactly,
gentleman.
Exactly.
Such a gentleman.
Here, let me, I've got my sweater, my dear, fear not, for you can use it underneath your knees. But,
so when we come back, we have some more drama and stuff to tell you, I think.
Yeah.
I always got drama in my back pocket
I know, you
to
really
talk
do.
About. So,
Queen so, Bey for president.
When we
out.
Come back, so stick it here. You're listening to the GSMC podcast,
social media news podcast.
Social media news podcast. Can't forget that your guys' favorite one on the network.
Duh.
We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back.
Dun, 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 dun. This song sometimes plays in my head. I hate it. I don't.
You chose it.
I know. I did choose that music.
Can I just say
it's catchy?
It is catchy. Can I just say that I never drink coffee, and Pauline bought me a coffee, which I was actually really. That actually, no joke, that touched me a little bit because I haven't seen you, and I was like,
I know,
that's sweet of
you.
Like little gestures to me mean a lot, you know.
Of course.
And it. But I never drink it, so I am on crack. Like, my heart is racing. I'm a heart attack risk right now.
Okay, so next time I'll just get you, like, Gatorade.
No, it's fine.
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, you
like,
should bring some pre-workout. Oh, we would
I
get
miss
this,
Mariano.
We'd get this
I
done
would,
in, like, 4 minutes flat. I was
I was sipping coffee, and I was like, you know, I should stop by and get Mariano coffee. And I was like, don't know what he likes, so I'll just...
I know.
Random selection.
It was good. I liked it. I have a little more. I'm going to sip it
right now.
It's
going to be great. Just sip, sip.
Exactly.
Sip it on some coffee beans. I love coffee.
Me too. No. I like the smell of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
When people make coffee, like, I like just
I
being
think that's what it
Starbucks.
Is, me too. Like, at home, like, when my mom's, like, making coffee and stuff.
But
I'm
it hits
like,
me hard.
It smells so good. I love it. When
it hits me
creamy.
Hard. People hate when I'm at work and I drink coffee, and they can tell. Like, there's a friend of mine who's like, "Oh my god,
you were because you're just like hyper."
And I was like, "I know." And then I start talking about like the fourth dimension and all these different things because I'm a big old nerd and like, and I can calculate pretty quickly. So I'll talk about the most random stuff.
It's like, what is he on? I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
So another funny thing that's been on social media is Trump's
wife.
Family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, especially his wife.
Yeah.
And a girl actually that attended the convention found allegedly, her earring, Melania's earring from after she gave her speech. So I don't know if it like fell off and she found it, if it really is, but it looked really similar. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. I mean,
yes. I'm from LA, so when you find a girl's earrings, that means that they fought. Like,
no. I'm just saying. So, I mean, if it was her earring, that's cool. If I found it and it looked similar, I would just tell myself it was her earring, and that's you couldn't tell me different.
Was there an ear attached to it?
There was not an ear attached to
well,
it.
Well, then who cares? It's an earring. Unless she, like, sold it.
That's cool.
Is it cool?
To find a celebrity's like, earring just
but,
on accident.
Like, what are you going to do? But the celebrity, it's Donald Trump's wife. Like,
it's kind of a celebrity.
I don't, yeah, but I just don't, not like... How do I put this? I don't think the spouse of a celebrity is a celebrity.
Got it.
You know?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I'm glad that your wife, husband, whatever does that they
right.
do. But that doesn't mean that you do the same
automatically.
Thing.
Automatically.
Exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they're both actor and actresses,
right.
you know? But whenever they were like, oh, yeah, well, this person, like, especially with NBA stars, like, now all their wives all of a sudden are, like, fashion designers. And I'm like, is she? Or is she just some chick? You know, like, mm-hmm, was mm-hmm. she just hot enough that you were like, yeah, I've got money, whatever. You know, like.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. Like, because they date a lot of women, like, for a while. And then mm-hmm. they're all over, like, People Magazine. And then they're just gone. You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, are you a celebrity or are you just dating a celebrity? That doesn't make you a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I drink coffee. That doesn't make me a coffee bean. You know, like, it. I'm serious.
Does it make me a coffee bean?
Yeah, like
I don't know why that was
like,
so funny.
Guilty
to me.
By association because you're like amped on coffee. Right
I'm amped
now.
On coffee too.
She's vibrating. You guys can't see this, but like, you know, guilty by association only goes so far. You know,
I guess so.
Like, it doesn't make you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it. I don't know. I don't really care for that. I'm like, look, I'm all for. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these girls dating these guys. Sure, maybe you like him. You know, maybe
right.
you don't. I don't know. Who am I to say? Maybe, to be fair, because I really do think this is fair. Maybe you were attracted because of like the fame and money and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then you decide you really like him.
Right.
You know? And that's totally fine. But that doesn't like make you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I hated / loved that show NBA Wives. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
Because there was this wife. I will never, ever forget this. It made me so happy. There was this wife like talking down / yelling at her husband. As if he was a child. And I was like, there's no way you're going to take that. There's no way on earth. Because I was getting so annoyed because, you know. And he
right.
and he was like, look, well, if you don't want to be here, then you can just bounce straight up.
Dang.
And her attitude went flip. And she was like, no, like this and that. And I was like, that's right. Like, you know, it's just.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I have. Okay, so.
What?
So, no, nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Again, there's nothing like. Not that a wife can't complain to her husband, but she was talking at him. Like, be
right.
respectful, you know? Like, I would be respectful to my wife. It's not like, mm-hmm. it's a mutual thing.
Well, I have a lot to say about, like, when it comes to, like, celebrity wives and, like, also, like, athlete wives. So,
we'll save that for another day.
We'll save it for a different day because.
We'll do, like, a Twitter rant.
I have something else with that. But, okay. Anyways.
Yeah, the 22 push up challenge.
So, we are going to do the 22 push up challenge. I'm going to do the 2 push up, and Mariano's going to have my back.
So, I'm going to do the 42 push up challenge.
So, Mariano's just going to, you know, think of it this way. I'm helping you. See, because. You are going to get stronger, so I'm doing you a favor.
You know, you're such a generous...
I was actually thinking about you. You've been on my mind all day, so yeah. I'm putting you first.
That's why you bought the coffee, you evil genius.
But, so, Melania Trump had gave a speech earlier this week, and...
No, Michelle Obama had given a speech earlier this week.
And people were going crazy because... It seemed like more than the acceptable amount of plagiarism in class was used for this speech. And so, and there was actually even on like Twitter and Facebook and things like that, side by side videos where people put Michelle Obama's speech from 2008 as well as Melania's speech from this week side by side.
I was just about to say that. And I watched it and it is the same.
It's literally word for word. Yeah. The exact same speech. Yeah. And so Twitter, of course, went into an uproar because, you know, Twitter and social media, which I love. Like, as soon as we see something, it's like full throttle.
I wonder,
no,
have you ever seen something
back.
Online and you think, ooh, I like that. And you don't go and copy it. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, and people, one of my favorite like things about it was I did see somebody had tweeted like, you know, if you are going to school and you were to do that.
It's plagiarism.
You'd get kicked out. Like, you would get kicked out of school. And, like, because I went to school for, like, journalism. That's what they told us, like, straight up. They were like, if you plagiarize, you will get kicked out, especially with, like, our journalism, like, the assignments that we had. Yeah. And so I thought that was kind of hilarious just because it just reminded me of school. And then
when you get flogged.
Jesse Williams, he is an actor on Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
What did I say?
Greg.
Okay, yeah. Grey's Anatomy. He's credited with starting a hashtag. Hashtag famous Melania Trump quotes. Yeah. And so people went crazy with that hashtag, just going for it. And some of the funny ones were life is like a box of chocolate. Was one of her famous quotes. Gotta catch them all. And then somebody, also I saw somebody posted like, you know, hashtag famous Melania Trump quotes. All of these accusations are really hurtful and affecting my family, including my two daughters, Sasha and Malia. Like, you know, like, and those are not.
My favorite. Whose daughter? Is that Kobe's daughters?
No, those are President Obama's daughters. Oh. Yeah, Sasha and Malia.
Because Kobe has two daughters too. Isn't one of their names Sasha?
Oh, actually, I don't know what Kobe's daughters' names are.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking about it, not off the top of my head.
One of my favorites that I saw was one of her quotes, her quote unquote quotes.
Right.
If that makes sense. Was I'm a strong, independent black woman who don't need
no. Yeah, people were
and I was like, you sure are
going crazy with it. They were saying such funny things. And I was just I honestly went on that hashtag and was just laughing at some of the things people were coming up
gotta
with.
Gotta catch them all is my favorite.
And then gotta catch them all. And then there was also somebody made one of those little meme things. And it was basically it looked like Michelle Obama was in the booth, like in like a studio, like a recording studio. And it was I've been the first lady twice and you're not even the first lady of his life. Like, cause like as if like Michelle was going to hit her with a diss track, which honestly,
that would be the best thing.
A part of me is just like Michelle
just
Obama,
do it.
Just
you know, you want
something
to.
Really like real discreet. Like, so like the world knows what you're saying,
yeah, but
like, it's
nothing...
still politically correct,
oh, that's
you know?
Not
so like, it's just like so discreet. Like I see you boo. Just so it's not really anything, but then it's kind of funny. Like, maybe she should do, like, something on her Snapchat so, like, it deletes real quickly.
I think she should like, just do it. I mean, Obama's going to be out of office soon. Like, it doesn't matter.
Just something
like,
funny.
Nothing can come of it. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Like, or just like, you know, like in a Snapchat, just pointing. It's like, you if know, you're like people quit point at their job. Eyes and then point at the camera. Yeah, yeah. Just, I see you.
No, I saw this picture. I don't know if it's real. Like, I don't know if somebody, but it was the best thing ever. Michelle Obama was holding this piece of paper up.
Right.
And on the paper, it's like, I guess this is what Trump meant when he said immigrants come here and steal from America.
Yikes.
And she had that like, the kind of like face, you know?
And I saw one that said like, give my speech back. Like,
free my speech.
Free my speech. So that's been kind of, it's just one of those things where it's funny, and I'm
that
sure.
Was funny.
But then again, at the same time, like, she has speech writers, so like,
yeah, but
is that really her fault?
Her,
if like your speech writers compose something for you, like they all need to get fired.
In a sense, yes, because you hired them. Like, who are her speech writers? Are people who just have a
YouTube? That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, are her speech writers Michelle Obama's speech writers? But then Michelle writes her own speeches.
Then,
so, yikes.
You know? But, you know, I don't know. I just...
Like, who approved it to get to that level to where it's, like, national? Like, you know? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Melanie... Like, I mean, she said that... I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I used to like Donald Trump just because he was... Like, I would be the one to defend him. Like, you know what?
Right.
He's a jerk and everything, and I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he is successful on his own, which means he's some kind of intelligent.
Okay.
And then I'm like, you know what? He's becoming Kanye West. Like, I love Kanye's music. And at one point, and he's actually really up there in terms of lyricists that I really respect and appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all his old like bangers, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
But then it's like, you know, you're doing too much of the wrong thing. Like, some of it's acceptable, but come on. Like, how are you going to talk about immigrants when your wife is an immigrant?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's just weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I am no longer tuned in with Donald Trump. I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of funny. Michelle Obama, she's just, you know, I honestly, they're not going to say anything because I'm sure that they together have had a lot to say, like her and Barack and like the people
man.
Around her.
I bet the roast sessions must have been incredible in the White House.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. Like, jokes.
I'm picturing like 4-star generals and like Secretary of Defense.
In their inner circle. Like, yeah. Just like, dude, bruh. Like,
bruh.
Like, look at this. The side by side.
Like, yeah. Nuke them, whatever. Anyway, bruh. Like, yeah.
So, you know, because like it has to be jokes, you know.
And you know that's how it goes.
Exactly. It's just
you're not
going to
believe
things.
This, but.
Yeah, right. It's just jokes and just, you know, like whatever. I guess the best form of flattery is imitation, you know, so.
Yeah, that's true.
But then like an entire speech. Like, yikes.
Hey, I mean, it. You know what? In a weird, crazy way, it works for them. I'll hand it to Donald Trump. He knows how to stay relevant.
Okay. But then making your wife look ridiculous?
Is relevant. Who is dominating Twitter right now?
I guess
yeah.
So.
You know, it's like a weird chess game. You
like,
know?
I wonder if she knew it was like this is like what the plan was.
You know what?
Like, was it a plan? Was it accidental? Was it nobody really cared?
I don't know, because the fact that she's married to Donald Trump makes me wonder how smart she is. So, like, I don't know.
She is smart. She's cashing out. She, you know.
Yeah.
If that's what your goal in life is,
but she could have.
If your goal in life is to marry a rich and successful man, she did it.
But again, though, like, I'm just being honest here. She, look at her. She's beautiful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She could have easily have bagged, like, Anthony Davis. He's a rich and successful man, and he's young.
But he's young.
So?
He's not like
his money is
Trump-like successful.
Okay, but he...
Because like, she could just go, I'm Donald Trump's wife.
Okay, but do you agree that he will be one of the best players in the coming years?
Oh, yeah. I could talk... Yeah, I love Anthony Davis.
So you know... And the salary cap is going up again this year, so you know he'd be making money.
Right.
She'd not have
But
Donald
like, does his name have as much clout?
Yeah, but the thing is not...
As Donald Trump.
But what I'm trying to say is not yet.
She ain't waiting. She ain't got time to wait.
Like, imagine LeBron James.
No, yeah.
Anthony Davis will be the new era, you know? So like, so like, all I'm saying is he's not there yet, which means he'd be fine with an older, beautiful woman, I'm sure, you know?
Melania ain't worried about him.
I know, but I'm saying she could have met someone else is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean...
Hey, cool. You know, whatever floats the Donald Trump boat.
Yikes. This has just been a really ridiculously funny...
July.
Episode,
yeah.
You know, and I'm glad you women stick up for your man regardless. I love it. Go Kim. Not gonna lie, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That like was dope.
Exactly. Like she I said, she went that. About it the wrong way, but I totally respect that.
She's dope.
Yeah, she is dope.
And so that's gonna do it for our episode of the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. You can, of course, listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. I'm your host, Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
I'm the better half of Pauliano.
That's just untrue. But
I mean, I might not be the buffest half of Pauliano.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to do like 2 push-ups. Sorry about it, dude.
That's all good.
But then you guys can tweet us at GSMC_S Media. We are also on Facebook. So if Facebook's more your thing, let us, you know, let's talk about it.
Let's get buff together.
Let's laugh about it. All that. So we'll talk to you guys soon. Don't miss us too much.
Bye.
Bye.